Be with me, look at chapter 15 of St. John. St. John chapter 15. We may not stay here long, depending on the Lord, depending on how He leads us. Again, you know, we've got scripture in Timothy and Titus for the requirements for the charge. But really and truthfully, in the volume of the book.
Amen.
It's in the volume of the book.
Yes.
And to be able to stand here before you, you know, I thought as I've studied since I knew I was going to have to stand here, and again, all over the book, and I thought, my goodness, how could you preach all this? How it would take till daylight in the morning, I would be exhausted, you'd be exhausted, and so I realize Brother Jim's got a message on his heart as well. We'll try to just follow the Lord ourselves and get out of the way.
God bless him.
Pray with me. I ask you to pray. Chapter 15, St. John, 16th verse. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and they have both seen and heard both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because you've been with me from the beginning. Let me read on a little bit. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me.
Amen.
That's the portion that's on our heart as we come this way. I know that's much reading, and I know I can't cover it.
God bless
us. There's no way I can cover line upon line and precept upon precept that we've read to you. But we're trusting God to fill our mouth. So before we get started, I'd like to talk to you just a moment about God's choosing and calling men. And you've got a volume of the book that tells you all the prophets. All the prophets that God called, and we have a canon of the Old Testament. And then we've got his disciples in the New.
Mm-hmm.
And he chose them. You know that's the truth. He walked down and he called them.
Right.
I believe with a call that rung a bell in their souls.
Yes.
And they obeyed him.
Amen.
And he chose them. And he ordained them. What I'd like to point you to is in calling and choosing and ordaining, He ordained them to something that they never had any idea that they were going to have to endure.
Amen.
And that's what's on my heart tonight. Joseph, face a brand new cross.
Bless him.
A brand new cross.
Yeah, amen.
As you step out, become the pastor of Zion Baptist Church, it'll be a different cross than you've ever borne.
Yes.
I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
And you know, when I was a young man, and I was in your shoes, probably about the same age, and when I got called to go to a church, I thought, boy, this is going to be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be wonderful. God's going to help me. I knew He would. God's going to help me and God's going to bless me and mine. This will be a great work. And it has been. It has been. God has blessed. But there's been a cross to bear. Joseph, there'll be a cross to bear, brothers and sisters, to preach the gospel.
Amen. Come on.
Jesus bore his.
Yes.
And they hated him. And I'm not speaking against Zion Church.
Right.
I'm not speaking against Liberty Baptist Church.
Right.
I'm just trying to get some things across here to start with.
Come on,
thank
you.
The church
has
the righteousness of Christ.
Amen.
She's pure.
Yes.
Amen.
She's holy.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there ain't nothing wrong with God's church.
I know. Never
He's speaking to the world.
That's right.
And
tell
the
it.
Sad reality is, the church has the world in it.
Yes.
Indeed.
There's the cross, brothers and sisters. You know, there's a mixed multitude.
That's right.
Amen.
As there was that came out of Egypt.
That's
God
right.
God brought His chosen people
God help
out
them.
Of Egypt. There is a mixed multitude came out.
God help them.
And they began to murmur. And they began to complain. They began to find fault with the man that God had called to lead them out. God had chosen, ordained
yes.
right.
to lead yeah. them out.
Sure.
And brothers and sisters, for 40 years, God suffered their manners. And Moses suffered their manners.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As the under shepherd too, God Almighty.
God bless him.
And it's been that way for the prophets of old. It's been that way for the apostles. And it's been that way for every preacher that God's ever called for this present hour.
God help him.
And I'm not saying the church
right.
has done this.
Right.
No, the church loves the gospel.
That's right. Amen.
The church loves the Word of God.
God bless him.
The church treasures the Word of God because they were begotten of it.
That's right.
They know the value of the Word of God. It's an inestimable value.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, Christ couldn't be put on a gospel message that God sends to a congregation. It's not measurable. But I'm going to say, brother, there is, as this responsibility has come on this young man, brothers and sisters, there's a great cross to bear, and he'll face opposition.
Yes, right. Yes, he will.
He will face opposition.
Yes, will.
God help you. I'm going to say something to church just a minute, Jim. God
Go
help
right.
you that you search yourself. You make sure that's not you. And I'm going to say something to you.
Bless him, God.
Jesus chose 12, and one of them was a devil. And David had a close friend that we read about in the Psalms that they took sweet fellowship together down at the house of God. He became, he was a man of his own equal, and he became his enemy. And so that's been the trend. If you read your Bible, you study the scriptures, I want to say something. Just bear with me a moment.
Take your time.
I don't believe there's an aged preacher in this house tonight. But what then has come to know that this is common.
Amen.
It's common. What you're going to face, Joseph, is common to the rest of us. It's all right. You can despise me if you want to.
That's all right.
The truth, brother.
Brother, it's just the truth. But back now, I needed to clear some things.
That's right.
I ain't nothing wrong with the church. I'm not here to put the church
down.
I tell you, I love the church. I'm a part of the church.
Amen.
The church is the body of Christ.
Amen.
But there's tares among the wheat.
Sure.
There's spots in the feasts of charity.
Sure. Yes.
There's clouds without water.
Yes.
That's what I want to, brother, by God's instruction of my heart, impress upon this young man. My charge from God in this service is to preach to Joseph.
Yes.
But I believe what God gives to him, we all ought to have an ear to hear.
Sure.
Brother, we ought to tune our ears up and listen. And brother, God forbid that I would be or you would be one, brother, that would turn to be his enemy.
God bless him.
Brother, that we begin to work against this man and begin to undermine this man. You might not appreciate this being Zion, but I'm telling you, brother, I believe with all my heart, there's a remnant according to the election of grace there. There is here. There is out where I pastor. Every church represented here has a remnant according to the election of grace.
Amen.
I believe there's a church, brother, in a church.
Yes.
I find that in the Word of God. I find it in the letters to the seven churches of Asia.
Yes.
Brother, you can see that right in the midst of all them churches, brother, endeavoring, brother, to please God and fight the good fight of faith and carry on for the cause over
bless
there
him, Lord.
In the seven churches of
yes.
Asia. Right in every one of them was opposition. There was doctrine of devils. Brother, we had the deeds of the Nicolaitans, but the doctrine of Balaam. You just read that real closely. And brother, God was looking at every bit of it and rebuking every bit of it by his Word. And brothers and sisters, those rebukes and those brother correction it comes to the gospel is a sharp sword, brother, that divides asunder.
Yeah.
A brother pierces the heart, goes to the joint and the marrow. And if a man is not regenerated and born again somewhere along life's way, there'll be opposition come up in him to the gospel.
Amen. Yes.
Amen, John.
Yes.
That's the truth. It's just the truth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, brothers, listen, I don't believe. Listen, I want to say there ain't nothing wrong with the church. But, brother, there's a church in a church. There's a remnant according to the election of grace. I believe up and down this creek, Jim, I believe at Keenerville. I believe, brother, in every place that is God's church. I'm not saying, brother, every place that's got a steeple pointing toward heaven is Christ's church. But I will say, he's got a church.
Amen.
Brother, it is the body of Christ.
Amen.
And brother, there's no schism in that body.
No.
There's
no.
unity there.
Amen.
I tell you right now, brother, yes. there's a love there.
Amen.
Because the love of God has been shed abroad in their heart.
Amen.
They love the gospel.
Yes.
They love one another. And brother, they keep the peace. They love God because God first loved them.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on them, Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
God bless
keep your eyes on them.
Bless him, Lord.
You know,
help him, Lord.
It'd be good to preach and not have to look at nobody.
Bless him, Lord.
That's the truth.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's opposition in faces.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It sure is,
sure.
brother. I'm telling you, resenting spirits.
God help him.
Brother, I'm telling you, obstinance, you can see it. Brother, I've experienced it. You know what I'm going to say again? As a young pastor, a young preacher of the gospel, I didn't ever expect to see any of that. You know what I thought as a child growing up? I want to speak to these children just a minute. Brother, as a child growing up, as I come to church, brother, and was saved, brother, I believed in everybody in the church. There wasn't anything wrong with anybody. In my heart as a child, I thought, boy, I didn't sure, good people, they're loving people, they're caring people. But as I grew in grace and knowledge, and surely after I took the church and the call, brother, that God had called me with, I become knowledgeable that tares are among the wheat and the enemy has sowed them. And brother, great opposition is to be faced.
Truth.
That's
the truth.
Bless him, Lord.
God. So here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Bless him, Lord.
God bless him.
Here we are. Listen to these words now.
Lord.
Ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Brother, I believe that with all my heart.
Indeed.
I really do. I believe it for everybody that's ever been saved.
Absolutely.
I believe it with all my heart.
Yes.
There ain't nobody ever chose God, and ain't nobody ever loved God first.
No.
Will you agree with that?
Amen.
You agree that we love him because he first loved
right.
us?
Amen.
I believe we'll accept that. But a lot of times man draws back. Brother, that God done the choosing. I'm telling you right now, if he hadn't loved us, we'd have never been chosen.
Amen.
He loved us from the before the world was. Yes. And brother loved us in eternity past, from everlasting to everlasting. God loved us. And brother, in time he called us. And in time he saved us. And here we are tonight, regenerated, yes, born again. If you're saved by the grace of God, brothers and sisters, it's owing to the God of heaven.
Amen. Praise his name.
Amen.
We're here to have an ordination service, but that's already been finished.
Yes. Amen.
Baptism is a work that's already done. Water is just a follow through.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Water's just a follow through of what God's already done in regeneration for that individual. And brother, if they're truly been saved, I realize, brother, they've been people of the water that has never been saved by the grace of God. Sure. But brother, true regeneration, brother, happens on the inside. Yeah. It makes a new creature out of a man. And brother, I believe with all my heart, anybody that's ever been saved by the grace of God will desire to be baptized. Brother, and even testify, God has chosen me. God has called me. God has saved me.
Amen.
Thank
God.
Amen. Here we are.
Yes.
Tonight of something that God has already ordained.
Right. Yes.
To Drew.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
God's already ordained it.
Sure. Amen.
Here's the ordination certificate. But that's already been taken care of by God.
That's right.
Indeed.
You know, all we're going to do is put our name right there.
Yeah.
And I want to say something. It don't matter about your approval, mm-mm, men.
No.
It don't matter about my approval of this man. What matters is God's approval.
Amen. Yes.
I tell you what, brother, when God puts his approval upon a man, you just, back up.
Right.
Brother, get ready to accept, because God has chosen that man, called that man, ordained that man. And brother, they ain't nothing. Listen, you better be careful that you don't become one that fights against God.
Amen.
We've got Bible that tells us, take heed what you go. I'm going to say to Zion just a moment. Jim, I'll be as brief as I can. But let me say something to you. You be careful that you, brother, if opposition were to come up between you and this servant of God that you're calling to be your pastor, be very careful that you don't be found fighting against God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
God's chosen.
Yes.
Indeed.
God has ordained him.
Yes.
We're following through.
That's
right. Sure. Just like baptism.
Sure.
Bless him, Lord.
And he don't have to have anybody's approval other than your God's.
That's all.
Amen.
Amen.
Just stay with me a while.
I believe that.
Just stay a while. Listen, you've not chosen me. Oh, I think about that. Brother, I don't believe, again, I'll say it to you, I don't believe anybody ever chose God first. I believe it's just, I don't believe anybody ever loved God first. Mm-hmm. Amen. And brother, God loved us first. And listen, we love darkness rather than light.
That's
because
right.
Our deeds were evil. And we were continuing down that road until the love of God and the kindness of God brought me to a place of my realizing my ruin. That's what this man testified of. And by grace, God saved every one of us.
Amen.
And he chose us in Jesus.
Amen.
The church is the body of Christ, and there's nothing wrong with Christ's body. And brother, she's pure. She's got the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's not anything can be laid to the charge of any of God's chosen.
Amen.
Amen.
We're disapproved of.
Oh, yeah.
You're disapproved of. Mm-hmm. All you need is, Joseph, all you'll ever need is God's approval, son.
Right.
I'm telling you, that's all you need.
That's right.
Really and truthfully, listen to him. Why, you might say, well, preacher, he's just speaking to them 11 that he chose. I'll agree with you. In this context, I'll agree with that. But I want to say something to you. Brothers and sisters, he chose Israel, didn't he?
That's right.
Amen. Brother, he chose the nation of Israel. Brother, and left all the other nations excluded.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
And brother, I want to say something. Brother, God still operates in the same manner that he's always operated.
Right.
He's sovereign in brother calling and electing and choosing.
Amen.
I don't want to stay there long, but just let me preach this book.
Tell it.
Bless you, Lord.
You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go Listen, and bring forth fruit, and yet your fruit should remain. Listen, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. I'm telling you right now, brother, if God has chose you and called you, brother, listen, whether you're a preacher of the gospel or a child of God, either way, brothers and sisters, he's chosen you that you might go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit might remain. And I believe this with all my heart. Brother, we bring forth fruit because he hath chosen us and grafted us in, and we're partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. Brother, we're not bearing the branch. We're not bearing the tree. The tree bears us. Yes, brother, the reason he ordained it would bring forth fruit is because we're in Christ.
Amen. Yes.
We didn't bring forth fruit of ourselves.
No.
Any souls that might be added to Zion Baptist Church by the ministry of this man right here, he can't glory in that.
Right.
No, we're laborers together with God.
That's right.
But without him, we can do nothing. Oh, I pray that you have a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost down there. I pray, God, I pray there's a great outblooming. I pray, but you know what I really want? You know the fruit I'd really like to see for Zion, for Liberty, for Glady, brother, every church represented here, that we could bring forth fruit unto God. The fruit of the Spirit would be in every one of us. Brother, it'll take care of a whole lot of enmity, opposition, fighting.
Amen.
Yes. It's pure and it's peaceable.
Amen.
Yes. It's without hypocrisy.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
God help us in this day now.
God bless him.
Every man's ways right in his own eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
That's the truth.
Sure. It's a book, too.
Joseph, this has been on my heart. You know, I thought, I've got a scripture marked over here in Isaiah, 51st chapter. He says, I have called you and ordained you, and I put my words in your mouth. I know, brother, he is speaking of his son. I realize that that's the context of that. But listen, in Christ, brother, God called the apostles. God called the prophets. God's called preachers. You know, we got a canon of scripture right here written by the apostles and prophets. Brother, we got all we need. You know what God requires of us now? Preach the word. Yeah. Hey, you preach the word. Yeah. And I want to say, brother, in preaching the word, get ready, brother, because it's the word of God that does the dividing.
Amen.
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 It's the word of God man bows up on.
That's right.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Mm. And certainly not the church does that.
No.
I need to follow on.
God help him.
Bless him, Lord.
David had one that he'd had sweet fellowship with for a long time. Down at, they went down to the house of God. And brother, they walked together down to the house of God. But that man turned to become his enemy. There's a problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There's a problem right there.
Yeah,
brother, I'm here to tell you, I don't understand how anybody could ever become an enemy of the man that preached them the gospel, and they were saved by the grace of God under that man's message that God had given him, and then turn and become an enemy under that man. Brother, they say, he preached the gospel unto me, and I was saved by it.
God help him.
We may not shout, it'll be all right. We just need the truth.
God help him.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll agree with it, won't you? I believe you will.
Listen,
it's not my word.
No.
I didn't write this book. God did. And so, listen, just stay with me a while. He said that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. I want to say to Zion, I want to say to Liberty. We need to hear that right there. Mm-hmm. Does God lie?
Can't do it.
God cannot lie.
Mm-mm.
And God has said to you, he said, if you'll ask in my name, whatsoever you ask in my name, I'll give it to you. Brother, I'm telling you right now, we don't receive because we don't ask. I don't know that we really believe that God will do what he says he will
God
do. But I'm telling you, if we'll ask, we'll receive. If you want to see, brother, the work of God down at Zion, at Liberty, at Glady, ask God to bless your service. He said, I'll send the Spirit unto them that ask me.
God bless him.
God will know it to you if you belong to him.
Bless him, Lord.
God help us in this hour which we're living. He said, "These things I command you, that you love one another." In the midst, brother, of rejection and being withstood and reproaches, brother, I'm here to tell you, God says, love one another. I've got a commandment that you love one another. Oh, I want to say something to you, Joseph, while I preach to myself. Don't ever let enmity, don't ever let resistance, don't ever let, brother, a resenting spirit, brother, hinder you, brothers, in loving that person. I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart, God, if God shed the love of God abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, and he did, brother, there's grace to love people that despitefully use you.
Amen.
That's great grace.
Amen. It is.
What grace that is. Mm-hmm. You still have to stand.
Yeah.
You still have to stand and love them, and love them anyway. That's the truth. It's all right. Listen on. He said, if the world hate you, I want to stay here too long, but he said, if the world hate you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. For this reason the world hates you, because God chose you and ordained you and called you, and because the gospel, brother, is a sharp sword that pierces every life, saved and lost. Brother, I'm here to tell you, it deals with a man. It knows a man from the inside out. Brother, the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Yes. God's word is what we're called to preach, brother. And there's where the enmity comes, the despitefulness comes, because the word of God is fought against.
Amen. That same Lord.
By the world.
Yes. Lord.
Well, preacher, that's not the church. You better study your Bible. The world's in the church. Let me say something right there. The reason it's like that, God determined it to be that way.
Tell it.
Huh? Is he sovereign?
Indeed.
Well, you might say, well, no, the enemy sowed them in there. Well, brother, the disciples came to the Lord and said, well, would you have us pull them up? He said, no, let them grow together. You just let that grow together until the harvest, and I'll take care of that. And so, brothers and sisters, God, listen, it's given us on the behalf of Christ to not only believe in him, not only be chosen and ordained and to bear fruit, but, brother, to suffer for it. I'm telling you right now, that's why I say, Joseph, brother, you're going to start down and bearing a cross. I don't believe you've ever had to bear it. Maybe in part you have, but brother, there's a new cross to bear, and it's suffering for Christ. It's suffering his reproaches. Brother, it's given to you on the behalf of Christ, not only to believe, not only to be chosen, called, and ordained, but part of God's choice is for you to suffer.
Yes, it is. It's the book.
He chose you to suffer, brother. He chose you to fill up that to remaineth behind.
That's right.
Of the sufferings of Christ.
Yes. Bless him, Lord.
It's a cross. It is a cross to bear. Amen. Listen on.
God help him.
If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Brother, for that reason.
Yes.
Isn't that a reason? Mm. Isn't that some kind of reason? To despite somebody and work against somebody and despitefully use someone. Because God's chosen. Listen. Your name will be run down because God did choose you.
That's right. Truth.
Man, that's right.
That's the truth.
You'll suffer because God did choose you.
Yes.
You'll suffer for standing for the doctrines of grace.
God bless him.
You'll be despised and worked against and counted as nothing. Brother, you'll be counted the all-star of the world to declare what God has declared right here, that you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you.
Amen.
Listen, that's a doctrine, brother, that man hates. That's a doctrine, brother, that the devil hates. The devil wants man to get his hands in this, make it all about his decision, his choice, when he's dead in his trespasses and sins. And a dead man can't do one thing until God quickens him.
Amen. Amen.
He'll stay that way.
Yeah.
But because you preach the doctrine of grace, you'll be fought for it.
Mm.
That's the truth.
Yes.
Yeah, every time. Mm.
These many will withdraw fellowship from you.
Yes.
You'll experience it.
God,
you sure will. They'll not walk with you any longer because you declare that God chose you and God called you and ordained you. But listen, I can't change the scripture. I didn't write it. I didn't put it in here. I'm not here, brother, to try to twist it and turn it and make it, brother, come in a fashion or a manner, brothers and sisters, other than what God has ordained and what God has spoken. And the Lord is telling these men.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say something to you right there. Did they not all die a martyr's death? Brother, 10 of them died a martyr's death just like Christ did. And brother, the world hated him. But the world that hated him was organized religion. The world that hated him was the church and the synagogues of Satan.
And
brother, the world that hated him wasn't out yonder in the world. Jesus was a friend of publicans and sinners. Brother, but his opposition came from within.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen, Lord.
Well, I don't like this kind of preaching. Well, listen, it's the book.
Mm-hmm.
We need the book, don't we?
Amen.
Amen.
We just need the truth of this book.
Right.
Listen on.
God bless him.
He says, remember the word that I spoke unto you, that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Right there is the true church.
Yes.
Brother, I'm here to tell you, if they have kept my saying, they'll keep yours also. Listen, brother, I'll tell you what will happen to a true child of God. Their feathers may get ruffled. Brother, they may say, I don't know so much about that, but I'll tell you what, they won't come up in opposition. Somewhere down the road, God will chasten them, deal with them, or deal with the man that preaching. And brother, the unity will come. They won't be fighting against God's servant.
Amen.
God bless him.
If they've kept my word, they'll keep yours also.
Yes. Yes.
Stay in the book, brother. It's his word we're charged to preach. That's my charge unto you tonight. Preach the gospel. Preach the word of God. Brother, line upon line, precept upon precept. Listen, it's going to divide.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to divide. Jesus said, think not that I've come to send peace on earth, but rather division. Man don't believe that. Larry Indian truth, brother, Christian men don't believe
Tell
that.
It.
They think church ought just be a honey patch all the time and brother, great unity be there. It is in the redeemed of God.
Right.
But brother, I'm here to tell you, the world hates the gospel and they hated the Lord Jesus Christ first and they hate every one of his servants. There's a resistance comes from unregenerated man.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
True.
If they kept my word, they'll keep yours too. But if not, you'll know the tree by the fruit it bears. That's all right. You don't have to die on this. This is a book. We may not shout tonight. It may be the axe.
It's a serious time.
Brother, it'll help us to see what we're up against in these last days. Instead of all, listen. Oh, it's just got to be a honey patch all the time. Sugar and everything sweet. Or it ain't the doctrine. It ain't the right doctrine. I'm telling you right now, the Word of God is sharp. The Word of God.
Right.
Preach, brother.
Amen.
Listen, every word of it, every bit of it, brother, is a sharp sword that pierces man, that deals with man. That brother deals with man where he's at. You know something? This man won't know nothing about you. But brother, the Word of God knows you. And if he'll preach the Word of God, brother, line upon line, precept upon precept, it'll deal with your soul because God sees you.
Amen.
Let me say something to you. His word accomplishes what he sends it for.
Amen. It does not fail.
His word is a savor of life unto life, or
Amen.
A savor of death unto death.
Yes.
And who's sufficient for these things?
Mm.
Only God.
Amen.
Only Christ. He'll separate it. He said, I'll separate it. Let it grow together, and I'll separate it.
Right.
So church, there we are. And let me say something to the church another moment. It's not just this preacher that's going to have to suffer a lot of this stuff, but you are with him.
Amen.
You're going to suffer with him. If you stay true to God, you stay true to the gospel, Brother, in the midst of opposition, you're going to have to guard your own self and be sure. Listen, just stay with the truth. Amen. I'm not saying, brothers and sisters, that every preacher across this land and country is a preacher of the gospel. I'm just saying, brother, if you'll get in this book and study to show yourself approved unto God, you'll know whether it's right.
Amen. Right. Yes, sir.
If you know.
Amen. I want to hurry if I can. But listen, Jesus says, remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. Listen to that. For my name's sake. You know, brother, God told, I believe it was Samuel one time when Israel wanted a king. Brother, Samuel wasn't good enough. Brother, he was God's servant. He had been faithful to them, stood true to them. Brother, ministered unto them. They had a great man. I'm telling you, talk about a servant of God. Samuel was a great servant of God. But brother, they come a time they begin to resist him. They wanted a king. And brother, it broke Samuel's heart all to pieces that they had become his enemy.
God bless him.
But God spoke to him. And he said, Samuel, they've not rejected you.
That's right.
They've rejected me.
Right.
I'm going to say one more time, be careful you ain't found fighting against God. You better be careful. You better take heed what you intend to do. Lest you be found fighting against God. It's a great cross, brother. I believe you're sufficient through God.
Amen.
I really do. I believe God's grace. Listen, he told Paul, brother, concerning the thorn in the flesh, brother, that he said, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Brother, there, again, church, it's given you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but to suffer. Suffer these things with the church. Stay with the church. Stay with the truth. Stay with the man of God. Back him. Support him in every manner and fashion that you can and will. But listen, brothers and sisters, it's given you to suffer like it is him. And so, brother, the truth, listen, it'll come out in the end who was God's servant.
That's right.
Amen.
He'll prove out. I'm going to hurry. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. This is for the name's sake of Christ. And that's why I say God ordained it to be like this. Will you say amen right there?
Amen.
You really believe that this is God's order?
Indeed.
If he's sovereign in all things.
That's right.
Brother, and listen, he worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. If he didn't want it to be like this, he'd change it. I believe that with all my heart. Oh, we think, well, it's just the devil at work. I'm telling you right now, he's God's devil, brother. I heard you preach that. Brother, God's sovereign. God's in control. Listen, he's not a devil without God permits him like it was with Job.
Yes.
He can't do nothing but what God lets him do.
That's right. True. Exactly right.
So, it's as God's way. It's for Jesus' name's sake. Listen, to preach that right down to the jot and tittle, I don't know that I know how. But brother, he's getting glory out of it.
God bless him.
I'll tell you right now, it's for the glory of Jesus Christ. Listen, that we endure this, that we go through this opposition, that we be killed for his name's sake, that we face it. Brother, that the tares are among the wheat. Brother, that the opposition was there. It's been there throughout the Bible. Amen. I expect it to continue until the Lord comes.
It will, yes.
We think it ought to just be heaven on earth.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Brother, that ain't the way it is.
No.
No, it ain't.
That ain't the way it is. And I didn't know that when I first started in this, Joseph. I didn't understand it. But it didn't take long until I experienced it. Mm-hmm. Sure it is. Brother, it'll beset you. It'll beset you.
Sure.
Yeah, it will.
You've got to gird up the loins of your mind. Brother, I'm telling you, there's going to come a time you'll have to gird up the loins of your mind and go on. and fight on and take that remnant, brother, that is God's, and go with them. And brother, and listen, minister unto them. And brother, however the rest of it falls out, let it fall. And brother, God will separate the tares. I believe this. He's been separating tares from the wheat all along. Amen, brother. He's been removing. And brother, in his time and on his purposes, brother, he's been changing it according to his will. And the devil keeps us sowing. The enemy keeps sowing.
Yeah.
Lord help us.
While men slept, God help us not to be asleep spiritually. God help church help us not to be asleep in these days. We're in perilous times.
Boy.
We sure are. But let me say, the church has been in perilous times all the way.
Glory to God.
All the way.
She's been in perilous times all the way. And let me declare, the gates of hell never prevail against her.
That's right.
It'll never prevail against her. It'll never prevail against one of God's children.
Yeah,
it'll never prevail against one of God's servants. You might say, why, preacher, they martyred them. They took Paul's head off. Amen. I understand that they did, brother. But still, it was the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God that brought it all to pay. God delivered him from this sinful world with his presence on his time.
That's right. Amen.
We'll thank the Lord. These words right here, Joseph, listen closely to them. 22 says, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now, they have no cloak for their sin. That's what the gospel does.
Your boy.
It takes the cloak off of self-righteousness, Phariseeism, hypocrisy. Brother, I'm telling you right now, Jesus, you're talking about an offensive preacher. He was. You may think this is not really love preaching, but I'm telling you it's the truth, preacher.
Yes.
And brother, it's the word of God. And so, brother, as he preaches to a congregation, to Zion or to Liberty or to Glady, brother, them that are hypocrites or them that are living in hypocrisy, the cloak comes off. God takes the cloak off of it. And brothers and sisters, now they're made knowledgeable of who they are and where they are.
Yeah.
And they hate it.
Yes.
They hate Christ and they hate the preacher. They think it's just his word.
That's right.
It's just his opinion. And him in the book, preaching the truth. Amen.
God help him.
Listen closely. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. You can't say you love God and not love his son. You can't say you love God and not love your brother.
Right.
Amen. And brother, that was the commandment we gave, that you love one another.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, we love one another. There ain't no way that we could love one another unless the love of God was in our heart.
Amen.
Unless the love of God's been shed abroad in our heart, we will despise one another. We'll be envious and hateful. And brother, we'll work against one another except God's love constrains us.
Right.
Thank God for the constraining love.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a constraining love.
Yes.
There ain't no telling what God has kept us from doing or saying.
That's right. Bless him, Lord.
That's right.
When you meet some of that opposition, brother,
amen.
Men, you've experienced it. It'll take the love of God, and every bit God will help you to have to constrain you. To keep you where you should be. To pray for them. To pray for them that despitefully use you. Preacher, we need to be somewhere else. I believe we need to be right here. I've sought God about this service. Brother, this man needs to know what he's going to step into. There's a cross to bear. Brother, there's a cross. Listen, it won't always be lovey-dovey. It won't always be a honeymoon. The honeymoon may be short-lived. I experienced it. I'm telling you, the first church I ever pastored, they loved me. I thought, brother, this is just heaven and on earth. They wanted me there. They wanted me to be their pastor. Brother, I was there and I was there. It was a honeymoon for 2 or 3 years, 4 years. Brother, it was just wonderful. Brother, it was the fruit. There was fruit being born. But brother, after brother, that time of rejoicing in that honeymoon, if I can call it that. Brother, there was a turn happened. There was a different spirit began to show up, and resistance came.
That's right.
That's how it is.
It is.
You know what God would have us to do? Go on.
Sure does.
Not quit.
That's right.
I'm not saying quit. Preacher, there ain't no room to quit.
No.
Just because we're, brother, facing opposition and suffering. And I want to say something very plain right here. A man that stays somewhere 60, 40, 50, 60 years and never faces this, there's something wrong.
Amen. Amen. Goodness. Amen.
Amen.
He's become a men pleaser. Mm-hmm. He's compromised. He paused somewhere from preaching the whole counsel because Jesus said, I'm telling you what Jesus said. That's brother right. Man thinks, no, brother, this man really held things together and he sure was a true servant of God. I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, if he preaches the truth of the gospel, he will be worked against.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless him.
There's not an elderly man here that hadn't faced it. That's the truth. There's not a man here that's been in this way long. You haven't faced this. Mm-hmm. You've been worked against. Mm-hmm. You've been counted the offscouring. You know what you were? You was counted as a sheep for the slaughter.
That's right.
That's exactly right. All day long, you're just counted for, as a sheep for the slaughter.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm going to hurry. If you'll bear with me. He said in verse 24, if I had not done among them the works... I'm telling you, God will do works among the church, brother, that cannot be denied.
That's right.
It is the power of God and the Spirit of God that's doing it. But he says, if I had not done the works among them, which none other man had done, they had not, which none other man had seen, let me get back to my place here. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin as well. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. Brother, they hate the word. They hate Christ. They hate the gospel. Brothers and sisters, you might say, preacher, you don't need to be preaching that to the church. I'm not preaching it to the church. I'm preaching it, brother, to the world that's in the church.
God bless him.
The church is pure. She's Christ. She's a chaste virgin.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not laying any charge to his church in this message. And Jesus isn't either. No, he's not charging the church. Listen. Let me jump down to chapter 16. I want to hurry along. These things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. Brother, the reason God is preaching this, brother, as a charge to the Canada, brother, that he's going to send a sign, is it that you should not be offended. Brother, you're going in with both eyes open. Sign, again, I want to say to you, I'm not preaching to you, I'm preaching to the world. God's preaching to the world. I believe with all my heart there's a remnant according to the election of grace down there. I believe it. But I'm telling you right now, brother, this man needs to know, brother, as he faces this and as he faces opposition, that he don't get to the point that it offends him.
God.
He goes on in spite of it.
God help him.
He fights the good fight of faith.
God help him.
Amen.
He endures hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, as the one that chose him. There was one that chose him and ordained him. And brother, he can't be offended, brother, when these things come. You know, brother, in spite of what the disciples faced, brother, they preached the gospel, they went on, endured the hardness until they were taken out of this world.
Yes.
And so it is with the prophets. There's not a one of them that they didn't kill nor slay. Read your Bible.
That's right.
I'm going to jump down. These things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Listen closely to that. Let me say something. Christ don't have a synagogue. He's got a church.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
He's got a church. The church is his building. Amen. That's exactly right. Brother, the church belongs to Christ. Listen, Christ dwells in your heart. Brother, you're redeemed by his blood. And so, brothers and sisters, he's got a church. But the synagogue was where Christ's opposition came. I hope you can see that, brother. Yeah. Surely you can see that.
That's right.
The chief priests, the elders, right. The scribes, the Pharisees. And brother, the opposition came. You might say, well, he's saying the world. He's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
He's right. Yeah. Religious world.
Right.
Self-righteous world.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Pharisaical world. Hypocrite. He rebuked them, didn't he?
That's right.
I mean, he had strong rebuke for these things, and they hated him.
That's right.
Yes.
Here's the difference in the Lord. He's reading their hearts and their thoughts, brother, as he addressed them. He was looking down deep inside and addressing their thoughts many times before they ever spoke.
That's right.
Listen. God will do that as you follow his spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Through the gospel, you'll rebuke it.
Let's see more.
He says that these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me, because they're not my sheep. They don't belong to me. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me.
Amen.
Yes. Brother, there's the church. God's sheep, brother, follows the Lord. They follow the one that saved him. He's got a voice that they know. Brother, he's got a voice that they hear. Brother, they follow him because they know him. And they know him because he bears witness with their spirit that they belong to him.
God bless him.
Let's turn to Timothy just a moment. Again, I won't have to stay here too long. I'll get out of the way. Listen closely to these words in chapter 3 and 4 of 2 Timothy. 3 and 4. So that you be not offended, he says in verse 14 of chapter 3, he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child, I believe that about you, Joseph, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures given by the inspiration of God. Listen, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And brother, the word of God thoroughly or completely furnishes a man, a brother, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering in doctrine. Brother, it may be something that reproves you or rebukes you, but God is saying my scripture is the purpose of it.
Amen.
It's what drives it.
Right. Amen.
God help him.
So listen to this charge, brother. I charge thee, therefore. The therefore is what we just read. Amen.
That's right.
Brother, because the scripture is given by the inspiration of God, I charge thee, therefore. For this reason, you've got a charge. By God, not just for this preacher nor this presbytery, but by the one that chose you and ordained you. And brother, God has chose you and ordained you and charges you. And don't preach anything but my word. And brother, just line upon line, precept upon precept. I'll tell you what's going to happen, brother. I believe with all my heart. And brother, as schooled and knowledgeable as you are, we don't know nothing yet as we ought to know it. God's going to take you on the higher heights and deeper depths in the scripture. And brother, preach that.
Amen.
Amen. God bless him.
Amen. That's what the church desires and needs. Listen to him. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, the regenerated and the lost. Will you go with me there? Who shall judge the quick, them that have been saved by God's grace, and the lost, or the dead, still dead in trespasses and sins. Brother, he said, he'll judge the quick and the dead in his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out.
reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And brother, there is what God is charging us, charged every preacher to do, everyone that he's ever called. He said, you preach my word, it's going to be fought against, you're going to be resisted, you're going to be face opposition, but preach it in season and out. Whether you're way up yonder or down low, preach the word.
God bless him. Help him, Lord.
Study the word. Study to show yourself approved unto God. And preach the word. Here's the verse. Listen closely. For the time will come.
It's here.
When, preacher?
It's here.
In your life.
Every man will know when it comes.
In your life. Yes, in your ministry.
You see, we push this away off.
I see more.
They're done. The world's done. And they'll have some influence.
God help him.
The sad reality is, because of men's persons, they'll persuade some. Listen to this verse. For the time will come. Preacher, that's way on down the road at the end of the world. It's right now.
Amen.
It's right at this hour we're in. Joseph, this is the truth, son, that's coming. And again, I love Zion. I know some people down in Zion. I know some people who go to church down there. I've got high hopes for them through your ministry. I sure do. I won't name names, but boy, I've been praying for some I know. But listen, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Brother, that time comes in every preacher's life. I believe it with all my heart.
God help him.
And the opposition will get to the place that you have to flee from one city to the next, just like the disciples had to do. If they won't receive you, shake the dust of your feet off and go to the next city and preach. Go under the leadership of God. But brother, we're in the day when they will not endure sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is a key right there. Brother, there's doctrine of devils in our land. Sound doctrine is rare.
Truth.
That's the truth. Sound doctrine is a rare thing. Today's doctrine, it itches the ear, tickles the ear, pleasing to the man, pleasing to the flesh. That's why I say, don't compromise, don't be offended, just preach on. Preach on. When you're despised and despitefully used, preach on. Listen, for they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Turn away from the word of God and turn to something that is fiction. Turn to something, a cunningly devised fable. Somebody has persuaded them, really and truthfully, that someone is Satan himself. Them tares belong to him. They're the children of the wicked one. Brother, my hope and my prayer and my charge under the leadership of God's word, whether you've appreciated this or not, it's the word of God. We don't need to go in. He don't need to go in. I don't need to go into a place to pastor and not be aware of what the Lord faced, what the apostles faced,
yes,
what the prophets faced, and expect it's going to be different for me. It's not going to be different. It won't. You'll face opposition. But thank God, God's got a grace that'll sustain you. Sure will. I've given you what the Lord gave me.